ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Oh, my God. How good is it? Not only is the Olympics coming back to Australia, but it's going to be here in Queensland. And we are pumped. Coming from a kid who was desperate to go to the Olympics when they were in Sydney in 2000, I am so excited to have it here in our beautiful state. And you know what? I think someone who was at the Sydney 2000 Olympics can tell us more about it and have a bit more insight. We welcome gold medalist Michael Klim to the show. How are you, Michael?
Good morning, guys. I'm really good. I can tell in your voice that you're super pumped, and so am I. I mean, obviously, having the games on home soil is just enormous.
I actually got really emotional yesterday when they were playing all the packages and the pitch to get it to Brisbane. And then when Brisbane won, it was just, yeah. And I'm the same as you, Gabby. Like, I was a kid who, I wasn't even at the Sydney 2000 games. I just watched them through the TV and it just meant so much to me.
Good.
But you won gold twice at the Sydney 2000 Olympics, Michael Klim. Tell us, what does it mean? Like, what does the Olympics mean for a city, for a state, for a country?
Look, I think there's much more than just the sport. Obviously, there's the economic benefits of having such an enormous sort of event and people coming to visit us. But it just proves, you know, not only that we can run great sporting events as part of our culture. I think everyone just gets so immersed in Olympic Games. We saw that with Sydney that, you know, even the corporates, the public, everyone just wants to be part of it. And it's, luckily, we're, you know, we always tend to put on great events, and it's not by coincidence that we've had, you know, three Olympic Games in less than 100 years. So it's just a credit to our nation.
It is. It's amazing. And you, Michael, performed, or I guess competed, in three different performed.
I performed after I competed. Yeah.
Gabby, mate. So it always comes back to the stage for this girl.
It does.
Drama
you competed
queen.
In three different Olympic Games, though. You are an incredible Australian swimmer. What was the different vibe you got to competing in Australia compared to competing in another country?
Oh, like you just can't, you're competing in front of your family and friends and supporters and volunteers. It's just, you just can't even compare it to the other two. So, you know, being able to look up in the stands and seeing your mum and dad and, you know, in tears or whatever it might be. But it's, and then, you know, having that sort of, even walking through the streets and having volunteers clap you,
yes,
you know, clap you and things like that. So it's, I think that support, you know, it also can be a bit of a curse. You have to be able to manage that expectation and things like that. But I think that overwhelming support can be something that leads the athletes to just, you know, an amazing experience.
I'm actually excited for the, like, not even for the athletes now, but for the 9-year-olds and the 10-year-olds in Queensland.
Totally.
You know, the kids who are in primary school now who are listening to this going, I could be competing in the Olympics in my home state.
They can be working towards this.
They're going to be the 20-year-olds, you know, the early 20-year-olds or whatever when the Olympics roll around. So it's just so
Absolutely.
Exciting for them. Michael, quickly, before we let you go, we have to ask this question. There was a lot of talk early this week about the anti-lovemaking beds in Tokyo. So the bed bases are made out of cardboard to prevent bed hopping.
Is there really
that much action going on at the Olympics, Michael Klim?
Well, look, I think, you know, I think the Olympics are all about bringing people together and in more ways than one. So I think it's obviously, you know, and I think there's a lot of joy to be shared. So I think, yeah, I think there is a lot of sharing going on.
Well, there's a lot of joy to be shared in this state right now, but for very different reasons.
Oh, you answered that so lovely.
So well. Brisbane 2032, bring
time.
It on. Not the first time he's been asked. Michael Klim, he's won 6 Olympic gold medals, competed in 3 Olympic Games and 2 in Sydney 2000, which I will remember for the rest of my life. Michael Klim, thanks for celebrating Brisbane 2032 with us this morning, mate.
Thanks for having me, and yeah, go Brizzy.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.